A dozen states have decided that their universities are public places and allow people with concealed handgun licenses to bring their guns. Most of these campus carry laws were passed after the shooting rampage at Virginia Tech in 2007. The Texas bill has about 50 co-sponsors, including Republican Kelly Hancock of North Richland Hills.
A lot of the concern is overblown. You're not dealing with freshmen. You've got to be 21 years of age. You've got to be responsible enough to have taken a course while you're taking your collegiate courses as well.
It may seem like gun-friendly Texas would have few qualms about campus carry, but the bill has met opposition from an unlikely source, the Navy SEAL who is now chancellor of the University of Texas system.
This is not a case where I am in complete disagreement with people on the other side of the argument. I understand the other side of the argument. But my job right now is to protect the students and the faculty and the administrators and the clinicians.
That's Admiral William McRaven in an interview last week with the Texas Tribune. He asked Texas legislators not to allow more guns on campuses after hearing from doctors and nurses, campus police officers, and lots of faculty who said they would be less safe. McRaven reminded the legislators that suicide is a leading cause of death among college students and that they experience extreme emotional and psychological pressures in college. He pointed out that the bill includes an interesting exemption.
They don't allow campus carry in sporting events. Why is that? Passions run high at sporting events, and because the alcohol is introduced in addition to passions running high. But if you're a student who's got a failing grade who thinks that grade is your life, how much higher is that passion? If you're in a hospital and a loved one is sick and you think the doctor caused that, how much higher is that passion?
While other college presidents have concerns about campus carry, including the last chancellor of the UT system, political writer and Texas Tribune editor Ross Ramsey says McRaven's position as a four-star general and military hero carries special weight.
That might give pause to a legislator who was on the fence, might give somebody who is looking for a reason to vote against this some cover for voting against it.
Many students on campus at UT Arlington also have strong feelings about campus carry coming to their school. Here's Nathan Bergoglio near the Maverick Activity Center on Monday afternoon.
I think it's absurd. I mean, I think that it wouldn't make anyone safer. It wouldn't do any good. It would make me feel less safe.
Fellow student Joseph Cash agreed.
Since we have our own police department, they are everywhere on campus. Any building, they can be there within 3 minutes. So I personally would trust a trained individual versus a civilian to have a gun.
Then there's 19-year-old Yasmin Lozano, a member of the Texas State Guard.
People are really naive when it comes to guns. They just think guns equals killing or shootings, but it's not. It's also a thing of protection. I would actually carry on campus. So.
Yasmin, you're a pretty good shot.
I'm okay, I guess. Well, I'm still practicing because I'm still taking, like, the course.
The campus carry bill gets its first public hearing in Austin on Thursday. Chancellor McRaven says that whatever Texas lawmakers decide, he'll give a smart salute and make it work. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.